are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we are finally going to do the latest edition of the Giants mailbag. Naturally, a lot of questions about what the Giants might do this offseason, so really excited to get into that today. But first, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Fangraphs as a Rotographs contributor. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. So questions and answers are coming up next, but first, one reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Best of all, RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, without further ado, let's just jump right into the questions. Davis Chili says, I'd love for you to comment on some of my favorite free agent targets. D.D. Gregorius, Tommy La Stella, Cesar Hernandez, and Blake Treinen. So yeah, I've actually mentioned Gregorius twice already this offseason as probably the number one guy when I just look through who's a free agent. The number one guy I think would be a nice fit on the Giants roster. I think we're both obviously looking in the same direction here, looking for a hitter who can hit from the left side. Cesar is a switch hitter, but La Stella and Gregorius being left-handed infielders, perhaps capable of playing some third base. The thing about Gregorius is that he's a pure shortstop. He's moved around a little bit. He's played some second base, but far and away, he's just been a primary shortstop. So I'm not sure that he would be too enthusiastic about coming to a team where they're going to talk to him about the fact that he would move around. They would probably want him to play third base. I think potentially there's a job right now for pretty much an everyday third baseman, or excuse me, what I really mean by that is a strong side of a platoon third baseman, a player to start against right-handed pitching, which moves Evan Longoria to the bench as a platoon bat in the weak side of a platoon. I think I get it that his defense is good, but the offense and just the fact that he has to like hit in the middle of the lineup on this team, they're just not getting enough of him in his at-bats against right-handed pitching. So I'm with you 100%. I really like Tommy La Stella too, having seen a little more of him this year, watching plenty of Angels games. He burned the Giants big time in that final Trevor Gott implosion when he was with the Angels. And then, of course, he was traded to the A's, where we've seen a lot of him as well. And then in the postseason, he's been obviously playing with the A's too. Both of these guys are similar in that they have some power, they don't strike out a lot, and they're just quality veteran players. So I really like both of those guys, Gregorius and La Stella. Personally, I would be happy if the Giants got either of them. Cesar Hernandez, I'm not so high on. So much of his value comes from defense, which I guess is fine. He hasn't played third base since 2015. He hasn't played shortstop since he appeared there for four innings in 2017. So he's really just a pure second baseman. as I said, a switch hitter who appears to be better against right-handed pitching, so the strong side of a platoon. So I guess he would be fine if the vision is for him to play second base, which I don't really think makes all the sense in the world because they do have Solano and Flores. I would just like someone who can play third base and platoon with Evan Longoria. In terms of Blake Treinen, I think I really like Blake Treinen. I was hoping Giants might, you know, show interest last offseason, and they probably did. You know, that's one thing that irks me a little bit. We act like when a player signs elsewhere, it means the Giants like didn't try to sign that player, but that's obviously not necessarily the case. And if you're Treinen and you have a similar offer from the Dodgers and the Giants, if you want to play in the postseason, you're going to sign with the Dodgers, period. So there will be some competition. I'm sure the Dodgers would like to have him back. He had a solid year for them. He's a ground ball machine, doesn't allow home runs. Just a quality reliever, and I'm sure the Giants will have interest. Candlestick Will asks, do you see Farhan and Harris going after Bauer and Stroman, or Ozuna and Springer, or LeMahieu and Semien, or do you see them bargain basement hunting like they have been the last 2 years? Do they bring back Gausman, Smiley, Cahill, or do they find three cheaper versions? You know, after the last two off seasons, I'm always going to err on the side of them bargain basement hunting, as you said. Before anyone gets too upset about that, I do want to interject and say, they've been really successful with that approach, especially this year. The guys that they bargain basement hunted, like Kevin Gausman, Drew Smiley, Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, those guys had legitimately good seasons, like not just good for cheap contracts, but good, period. And there were plenty of players who signed big deals that had way worse seasons. Like, for example, Nick Castellanos ended up having a below average offensive season. I know it was a small sample. He started off great, but really faltered and was not very valuable. So like Wilmer Flores was far more valuable than Nick Castellanos, as an example. So anyway, I just want to say that that's not necessarily a bad thing. At some point, though, they are going to have to take a leap. I don't know if the leap is the plan for the leap to go from like being kind of good to being legitimately good. Is if the plan is for their own minor leaguers to be the ones who make that leap, like star talent to come from their minor league system. But honestly, looking at the names you're mentioning, I don't see them going after Ozuna or Springer or LeMahieu or Semien. I just don't think they're at that moment right now where there's an obvious fit in one of those positions. They're getting good production out of second base with Solano and Flores. So LeMahieu doesn't really make sense as a right-handed hitter there. I mean, unless you could have him play third and move on from Longoria. But I really think a left-handed hitter makes a lot more sense. So like Gregorius and La Stella. And Semien is the same thing. And he plays shortstop where Crawford is still here, and it would be difficult to figure out how to fit him in. Ozuna and Springer, I mean, the Giants are pretty set in their outfield right now with a Dickerson and Ruff platoon. I misspoke the other day. Ruff is not a free agent. The Giants can retain him next year. I believe he's arbitration eligible. And then obviously Yastrzemski is an everyday player. And then Mauricio Dubon was like the everyday center fielder. So, I mean, obviously George Springer would be a massive upgrade in center field. But he's also on the other side of 30 and he's going to command a big contract. And so I'm just not sure that's the guy that you want to strike on in terms of your big free agent signing. The following offseason is a much better free agent class, and a lot of the Giants players' contracts are expiring after next season. So I really kind of see next year as the year that we would expect more of a big name free agent to be a target. But finally, getting to Bauer Stroman, I do think we could definitely see the Giants trying to sign some pitching. Farhan Zaidi literally said, we're going to be shopping for pitching this offseason. So I could definitely see them being very interested in Trevor Bauer, who just had a phenomenal Cy Young type of season this year. And he's a little bit weird, and he wants to pitch every 4 days, very unorthodox, instead of every 5 days. So I could see a new school type team like the Giants now being interested in a player who wants to push boundaries and be a new school type of player. So Bauer is definitely someone I could see them targeting. Stroman, he's a quality pitcher too. So yeah, I could see them being interested. He might have, you know, a depressed value a little bit having opted out of the season. So perhaps he could be had on a short-term deal, one-year deal maybe, to rebuild his value. But I could see either of those guys being targets, along with any other starting pitching that they think is a good fit. All right, coming up in the second half of the show, more great questions in this edition of the Giants Mailbag. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. All right, as promised here in the second half of the show, we'll just continue to answer your questions from Twitter. Humbus's habitually humble buddy, wow, that's a mouthful, asks, what would you consider a successful 2021 season for the Giants? Better than a 500 record? A postseason appearance? This is a difficult question for me because I sympathize with the fact that there was no minor league season, with the postseason probably returning to just 5 teams per league instead of 8 next year, it's probably going to be an uphill battle for the Giants to make the postseason. I do think they have a shot at being that second wildcard team, but I do think that has to be the goal. And Farhan Zaidi said it himself, that their goal is to make the postseason in 2021. So I'm not going to sit there at the end of next year and say it was a purely successful season if they don't make the playoffs. I mean, honestly, let me recalibrate that and say, if they're like legitimately in the postseason race and it comes down to a similar type of finish that we saw this year where they're in it until the last day with a smaller postseason field, that would be considered a step forward because they would have improved to almost make a more exclusive postseason field. But I would say the goal is definitely to try to eclipse that 500 mark. Honestly, 81 and 81, if they do get 162 games next year, I think I would also classify that as a success. So I think you hit the nail on the head. Obviously, a postseason appearance would be a success. But if they can be 500 or better, I think it would be hard to argue with the fact that that is a success as well. Avi asks, which Giants hitters are most likely to regress next season? Which hitters are likely to build on this season, like Yaz did this year? There are several guys who honestly are regression candidates just because they performed so well this year that it would be totally reasonable to expect them to get at least somewhat worse. But I assume you mean like significantly regress. But I mean, for example, Brandon Belt was 73% better than average, which is just a ridiculous figure. So, I mean, across the board, Yastrzemski could regress. Someone who stands out is Donovan Solano, just because 2 years in a row, he's posted an average on balls in play above or near 400, which is just a ridiculous number. And nobody really sustains that. So it's like a foregone conclusion that he's going to regress in that department. And as the season wore on, We did see a little bit of that. The hits were not as plentiful as they were earlier in the year. And something to watch with Solano is that if he's hitting for power more than he used to in his, you know, other days as a major league player, then he can regress in that department and still be quite a valuable hitter. But ultimately, at the end of this season, he really didn't hit for impressive power numbers. 137 isolated power, which is below average, only hit 3 home runs. They were big home runs. They were huge, like season-defining home runs. But ultimately, he was more of a singles hitter, but tons and tons of singles. I mean, he wasn't just a singles hitter. He had some power. But I think the numbers kind of indicate maybe what we should expect of Solano is more like an average hitter. And by average, I mean like league average, as opposed to the well above average hitter that he's been for the last 2 years with the Giants. And if that happens, they might just move him back into more of a platoon role, playing mostly against left-handed pitching. And I think he would do extremely well in that role. So it's kind of a win-win. It is the last year he'll be under contract in 2021. Someone I would expect to build on this season, there's two guys. Number one, I think Mauricio Dubon has the potential to take the next step a little bit. His numbers were good from an average department and an on-base percentage department. He had a nice 337 on base. Good for a player like him who's kind of a free swinger, new to the league, wasn't a top prospect. So that's a really solid and promising number. The only really ingredient missing for him was power. And I think we saw glimpses of it this year, especially when he got a little more selective. I think he was able to drive the ball more than when he was just hacking at pitches out of the zone. But they want him to put on some weight. And I think if he does that and he continues to work with the hitting coaches, refine his approach and add that weight, I think suddenly we could see a more powerful Mauricio Dubon. And that's basically all he needs to be a much more dangerous hitter. Joey Bart is another guy who could take a leap forward. He definitely might not. I mean, he was struck out 37% of the time, which is way too high. Wild free swinger was Joey Bart. Well, later in the offseason, we'll look at him more closely. But as Evan Longoria said, his progress could be exponential. With prospects like this, clearly Bart has huge power. If he just gets more selective, then he becomes much more of a threat. And I think working with Buster Posey will help him to kind of manage the mental side of the game a little bit better. And we've seen like prospects, sometimes really great players historically can struggle for their first season or two and then suddenly just take a giant leap forward. So that's definitely possible with a player with the pedigree of a Joey Bart. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. There are a lot of other great questions, and so we're going to do another mailbag tomorrow to answer the rest of these questions. So if you want to add one to the mix, you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Caspick and just reply to my post asking for questions. If you enjoyed this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.